Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever see those stories where a family sells the house and they quit their jobs and they buy an RV and they go across the country and that's how they teach the kids?
Yeah. Seen that a time or two.
Always kind of envious of that. And then
yeah,
there's
looks
some
sort
people
of appealing
who do the same thing, but they do it at sea. That's what the Robertson family did many, many years ago.
That seems less appealing.
52 years ago they did this. On January 27th, 1971, the family had bought a 50-year-old schooner.
Oh, that's
the Lucette. And on board were former dairy farmers Lynn and Dougal, their 18-year-old daughters and 16-year-old son Douglas, and 9-year-old twin sons Neil and Sandy. So they were farmers. They sold the farm. They sold everything. Going around the world. 18 months.
Schooner? I always thought a schooner was like a little
okay,
tiny boat.
Say it, Steve, because I was about to ask Freebeer if you looked at this article, or Steve, since you're playing this, there's a picture included in the article.
That's not the schooner.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, because that was like a raft.
Are you sure?
That's a lifeboat.
Yeah, I was going to say, a schooner is pretty good size. That's like a couple of sails, isn't it? Two or three sails and like,
oh, I don't know,
relatively big.
I think it's big enough for a family of five.
Okay,
yeah.
Like, I mean, you couldn't even leave the port
in
this thing.
It's not a canoe.
You thought the yellow life raft was what they were going to sail around the world
in? Okay, it's misleading.
Right. No, it's not.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
Because the article starts out exactly how Freebeer just teased it. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's like this family set sail, and then boom, the picture that is provided. Yeah, they look like they're on a dinghy. And
no one names a rubber boat. No one keeps it for 50 years.
How do you know? I bet they do.
You might. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
All right,
I'm sure a rubber boat from the 20s would have been great.
All right, here's the article.
Okay, look at what Kelly's asking.
This,
okay,
this is the guy.
Schooner.
Okay, all
this
right.
This is the guy.
Yep. Family defies odds.
Okay. Okay. Family stranded at sea.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There he is.
Yeah, all right.
So you think that's the schooner?
You think that's what they took around the world?
Looks like,
it looks like a bathtub wearing a life vest.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Moana had a better setup than this.
It's just, when I read this originally, I thought, of course they didn't make it. What were they thinking?
I'm right there with you, Kelly.
I love that Kelly's like, say it, Steve. Say it. I need
you say
someone
it
on this
you
journey
say it
with
first.
Me.
you take the stupid.
Okay. I was like, it wasn't just me. It was.
I mean, what could go wrong? They have one oar.
There's six of them. There's no room.
That's not true. They have at least three because two of them make up the mast and the sail.
Oh, yeah, right? Look at that.
Which they also use as a sheet.
And yeah, to keep warm. Yeah.
This text, for your perspective, Kelly, a schooner is about the same size as a large potato you can live in.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right.
So, whole idea of them sailing around the world had started. With their son, Neil, one of the 16-year-old or one of the 9-year-old twins. Now, the dad was an experienced mariner that set sail from Falmouth in New England or in England and spent the next 18 months crossing the Atlantic Ocean and stopping off at various ports in the Caribbean.
Okay. I wondered if they had any experience because, you know, when you hear farmer, you think more inland. Not that you have to be. I mean, obviously, there's coastal farmers, but I'm like, doesn't seem like somebody who would have a lot of experience.
It's not the image
sailing
that you get.
No, definitely not.
The daughter, Anne, so there's five people on the boat, as we said. Wait, five? One, two, three,
six,
four,
right?
Six. So Anne
stayed the picture of them on the boat.
Yeah. Anne stayed in the Bahamas. The 18-year-old stayed behind. But for some reason, they decided to take another person with them, 22-year-old student Robin Williams, not that one. On the next leg of the journey.
Imagine their disappointment. Oh, we thought you were the up-and-coming funny one.
Ooh, look at these. Look at these very cool suspenders.
He's got no cocaine at all.
Right, because he'd be dressed as Mork.
Yeah. That was prime time, that Steve. Hadn't hit it big yet. He's like, this is going to be who I am.
In about
Nanu,
six,
Nanu, I'm sitting upside down.
6 years, I'm going to be famous.
No, so the bargain basement Robin Williams gets on with him, a 22-year-old college student, as they left the Caribbean to set out for New Zealand. That is a very auspicious journey.
Yeah, it's a long way.
However, on June 15th, 1972, disaster struck. Just a few days after Lulucette had set sail from the Galapagos Islands. They were heading to the Marquesas Islands, some 3,000 miles west, but after getting 200 miles clear, their vessel was battered three times and sunk.
So they made it 3 days?
Well, they made it more than 3 days.
Oh, I
probably
thought you said just days later.
They said, let's see. Well, what? No, they days later after they left the Galapagos Islands,
okay.
After they had gone like 200 miles.
Okay, so.
So they're pretty successful.
Maybe
they crossed the
days.
Atlantic, then they got maybe to North America, and they hit the Caribbean, and then made it all the way to the Galapagos Islands. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they've made a
their
pretty
ship,
good distance.
Their ship, though, had been attacked by killer whales. In just a few minutes, the Lucette had sunk.
All those leaving, son of a bitches.
Leaving the Robertson family and Robin Williams to seek refuge in their inflatable life raft and their fiberglass dinghy, the Edna Mare. That's what you're seeing.
They do name dinghies.
I guess they do.
Yeah. Apologize.
I do apologize for my lack of nautical intuition. The family had enough water for 10 days and enough emergency food rations for 3 days. It turns out it would be a 38-day ordeal in which the family would be forced to resort to other sources of sustenance to survive. This is where we cut to one of the sons, Douglas Robertson, talking about how the family had to lay out some ground rules once they knew they were in trouble.
Apologies. No nursing from your mother.
Apologies for the buzzing. That's just how it is today, I guess.
We made a deal to each other in those early, that first day, that no matter what happened, we wouldn't eat each other. And that we would die together.
Wow, you said that out loud?
Yeah.
Because what's it called? Custom of the sea, is that
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, the custom of the sea.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, the Custom of the Sea is outlawed now.
Yes.
But there is a book called The Custom of the Sea, a very good read, about the very last case of cannibalism at sea, where it was accepted up until that ruling, which was about 1870, something like that, or maybe 1800s, mid-1800s, where you drew straws to see who would be eaten. The one that drew the short straw was the person that would be eaten, and it was accepted as the custom of the sea.
So that the others could live.
So the others could live.
So everybody else gets all your food rations, you're like, well, just waste it away here.
That's a bummer.
And they in big ships, the crew were even in groups. Passengers first, female passengers before male passengers. Then seamen, sailors, then ship's officers, apprentices, cadets first, chief officer last, captain took no part in it. That was the custom of the sea.
So definitely you want to shoot for being the captain at some point, in case you got to eat everybody.
So wait, they're eating the ladies first?
Well, they'd be the most tender. You know, it's like, you know, eating veal.
That's the opposite of how I thought that was going to go.
Well, I mean, it certainly seems like it would be, given the other thing, you know, when it's like a ship is going down or whatever, then it's like women and children first, you know. But not when it comes to eating.
Mm. I mean, perfect. Maitland and I are gone.
Mm-hmm.
But they made an agreement not to eat each other.
That's a good deal.
And in the article, the friend Robin Williams was like, "You guys would eat me first because I'm not family."
Right.
And they're like, "No, bro, we're not going to do that."
No,
but,
kidding.
But yes, you would be.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously. That's why we brought you. So the son, that guy, said they had enough food and water to sustain themselves for a very short period, that they then turned to hunting animals and drinking their blood for sustenance.
Drinking their animals.
He explained that some of their food came easily, like flying fish and a Dorado fish that both jumped into their boats.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, thanks, stupid fish.
They tied the raft and dinghy together and began catching turtles. Douglas explaining that they hit the first one that came close to them and in the head with an oar, but it swam away.
I like turtles.
The teenager convincing his dad they needed to get smart in hunting the turtles rather than merely catching whatever came close. When the next turtle arrived, they lifted it out of the water and into the raft, but when it started thrashing around, Douglas threw it out of the boat. Come on, Douglas, hold your water!
Oh, no.
But the third turtle, they knew to tie the creature up to avoid it thrashing. Boy, this is a turtle.
I like turtles.
He explained that he suggested the family they should drink the turtle blood after reading about it in the Nava South by Java Head. And that's be very helpful. I mean, I'm sure my family would be very safe with all of my kids quoting Dog Man and One Punch Man books. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I guess we should just jump up and down and throw a spell or something.
Yeah.
They dried the turtle meat and lived off it, relying on survival instincts not to eat anything too dangerous from the sea and the creatures they captured. We knew the liver of the turtle was poisonous on instinct.
I would have never known
you
that.
You did?
On instinct?
Yep, I'd eaten all of it.
You know what? I don't have a lot of seaworthy.
Said, never read it, just looked at it and knew you better not eat it. Whereas the liver of the shark, you could eat because they also caught a shark. The family ended up killing and eating a 5-foot Mako shark. Some of the teeth are still on display in the museum.
How they kill a shark? That's what I want to know.
Must have caught it and dragged it out of the water.
Man, people back in the day, they were crazy.
Robin, yeah. As Kelly said, the guest they picked up in the Bahamas was convinced that he would be consumed by the family as a non-family member. But they assured him he would live if they lived. On day 17, the inflatable raft sunk and everyone had to transfer to the dinghy, which had almost lost 2 days before after the two vessels had separated. Day 20 was Lynn's birthday and the family celebrated it with turtle meat and water. Oh. The family continued to struggle through the lack of water while they battled to keep their little dinghy afloat. By day 37, they were nearing the direct sea route between Panama and Hawaii, meaning there was a greater chance of being discovered by ship. They also felt they had enough food to survive the 15 days of rowing it would take to reach land.
My God!
Shortly thereafter, they were spotted by a Japanese fishing trawler named the Tokamaru, which responded to their distress flare and rescued them. What a journey, though.
Man, you think the five of us could last how many days? 30-something?
I'll bet we could last 6 or 7 hours.
I'll tell you what, the first thing we'd do, we'd pack all these snacks out here. Yeah. Those are all going with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After that.
Yeah, those are your snacks.
Yes, those are mine. And so you guys eat one of the other ones for a while, and when I'm out of Oreos, I'll panic too.
God, we'd unbelievable. All be so sunburned.
Oh, man. Yeah. My tender skin, yeah, we'd be fried.
Yeah. I would have a hard time because I wouldn't be able to charge my phone.
Yeah, that would be tough. Man, you have glasses. That,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably start a fire in my eyes, like magnifying glasses.
Oh, but we could use them to boil water.
What a treat that would be.
Yep.
Mm. Boiling seawater. It's better than no water, they say.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.